is a passion, it's a business, it's a love, it's everything basically, it's an affair if you want. That's all I can tell you really.
Why is it important here?
I mean, this venue here, tonight where you am now, right, it's set up by young kids, right? And believe me, they've got a passion for this venue that is unbelievable.
But for the style of music?
For the style of music, for the style that they will never ever have what I had. But you know what? They're creating something and they're creating it in their own way and it's beautiful.
So Northern Soul isn't just for the older generation anymore?
No, no chance. Well, the word Northern Soul is rubbish, right? It is rubbish. The word is soul, created by people in America who tried to get the Motown sound. They couldn't do it, so a little company set up. This is why Rare Northern Soul Records are worth a lot of money. It's nothing to do with Northern Soul. That is rubbish, that word. The word is basically soul music, people who tried to imitate the Motown sound. And they couldn't do it. They did do it. Now they're worth a lot of money.
Paul G, known as a soul executive, we've just started a new venue at Bradmore, which is playing strictly crossover and modern soul, which is diversifying from the northern scene, but playing the newer stuff, which is a bit alien to a lot of the northern people, because we're in modern, sort of puts people off. But there's a lot of classic stuff on the northern scene, which doesn't get played because it's too modern.
Is that a national thing, or is that a scene that's quite local to here?
Locally, it's a bit diverse, I think, isn't it, for the modern side? It's more, I think people tend to look at it as more clubby type stuff.
No.
But it's not. There's a lot of classic artists like The Impressions, Jackie Wilson, people like that, that have done modern stuff. And if they cross over, it's difficult to get the northern people to cross over as well. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
The people get set in their ways. I call it tunnel listening as opposed to tunnel vision.
Yeah.
They won't diversify from that track. And this is what we do in at Bradmore, trying to introduce the newer stuff. We're not trying to pinch the music from anybody else. We're just trying to educate people.
Yeah.
And because people don't hear it. Because they think, but if you go a northern do like this, well, not particularly this one, but other northern dudes, they play modern stuff, and people will fill the dance floor, and they don't realise they're dancing to modern